Earlier this week on this program, an analyst compared Egypt to Pakistan. Pakistanis have a democracy in form, but in reality, the military holds great power. And some Pakistanis are asking about the military's role in the rise of a political star. Imran Khan is a former cricket star who once led Pakistan to a World Cup championship. He's been trying for years to break through politically, and now the 58-year-old sportsman-turned-politician leads a party and draws huge crowds as he denounces the ruling elites in U.S. policy. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Imran Khan rose to prominence 20 years ago as the rakish star of the country's national passion, cricket. He's now trying to reshape Pakistan's political game, outmaneuvering old-time political pros with his Tehreek-e-Insaf or Justice Party. Khan is outpacing rivals in the size and enthusiasm of his rallies, and Pakistan Gallup says he's the only politician in the country who's actually gaining ground. Khan tells this crowd of more than 100,000 in Lahore in late October that they have triggered a political tsunami.
Yes, tsunami aa rahi hai.
And anyone who dares to stand in its way will be drowned, he thunders, making oblique reference to President Asif Ali Zardari and his chief rival, opposition leader Nawaz Sharif, whose party a day earlier turned out a fraction of the supporters that Khan amassed in his assembly. Khan denounces politicians who don't declare their assets and evade taxes. He is merciless with Pakistan's entire political class, bludgeoning it with the issue of corruption.
Corruption ki wajah se berozgari, corruption ki wajah se mehngai.
Because of corruption, there is unemployment. Because of corruption, there is inflation. Because of corruption, Khan says, we are in a state of slavery with the United States. Khan says the CIA drone missile attacks deployed against militants in Pakistan's tribal areas are actually recruiting extremists. In an interview at his hilltop home in Islamabad, jammed with the cars of politicians beating a path to his door, I ask whether the United States has the right to defend itself against militants who are attacking NATO troops from Pakistani soil.
This is not self-defense. This is actually creating more enemies. It is bound to cause collateral damage. It causes massive hatred against the U.S. Hatred is what leads to more and more people joining the militants. So it's completely counterproductive. If the U.S. wanted really to protect itself, this is not the way to do it.
Khan says the way to do it is to back a credible leadership, which is not perceived to be what he calls a stooge.
I repeat the word. The moment you're a stooge, you lose this ability. You lose the credibility to actually mobilize your people to isolate the terrorists.
Imran Khan, educated in England and culturally at home in the West, insists that he is not anti-American. He says, if elected,
we will be your friends, but not your slaves.
Khan projects himself as an agent of change, but some observers fear he may be campaigning with the covert blessing and support of the biggest establishment group there is, Pakistan's intelligence service, the ISI. Critics suspect the ISI was quietly promoting Khan ahead of the October rally that is being called a game changer for his campaign. Khan calls the claim of ISI involvement nonsense.
You saw passion. A passion, even if ISI wants to help you, it cannot inject passion in people. How do you inject passion? For 5 hours, people waving flags, undying. I mean, Pakistan has changed.
Mushahid Hussain Syed, a veteran politician and friend of Khan's, suspects the military and intelligence have a soft spot for the ex-cricket captain who still bears the physique of a world-class athlete.
They like him. When he comes on television screens, he looks good, speaks for Pakistan, and makes the right noises, the right messages for Pakistan. So I think there's a certain, maybe there's a compatibility or a comfort level.
The old political guard is anything but comfortable with Imran Khan's potential to upset the status quo. But critics say some of Khan's political statements sound more like wispy idealism than cold-eyed realism, such as his call for negotiations with Pakistan's militants to avert a further slide into extremism, an approach that many here say betrays a dangerous naivete. But Mushahid Hussain says Imran Khan has inspired a public primed to throw out the old and grasp the new.
His message has resonated with a large chunk of Pakistanis who are tired of politics as usual. In that way, I would find Imran very refreshing. And it's a plus for Pakistan. This shows that our society, our younger crowd, there's a lot of vigor in them, and they have faith in the future of Pakistan.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.